Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
All right. Good old Boogie Blog Talk Radio. All right. We're trying this again, Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thanks to the Most High, Yah. Try this again. Hopefully we're coming through this time. I refreshed everything. All right. Now we got a 10. Hallelujah. Well, bless you all. Teacher Shane here this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Very glad to be here. Elder Donnie will be here next week. I'm filling in for him just for a little time. It was just on my heart to bring forth some edification and exhortation to the righteous. And I hope all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you all that are joined here, the redeemed of Yah, those that have his ears and his eyes. Hallelujah. I pray that the Most High will strengthen you always. Praise Yah. As before the show was coming on, I was thinking about the beautiful message yesterday and the realm of the etiquette, the holy etiquette of the assembly. And I really started thinking on that, especially in this time and this hour. And the word that came to me was respect. The word respect. Respect to the holy. That's something I believe the Most High Yah desires to be reinstilled back in Israel. We have lost so much. And you've heard, and you've been hearing the Spirit speaking to the assembly about restoring the old past, the old ways, the ways that were true, the ways that were just, the ways that were holy, the ways that were pleasing in Yah's eyes. And this needs to be so, especially with this generation of children. There's a lot of children here in Israel. And one thing, first and foremost, needs to be taught is this realm of respect. Etiquette on all points. Respect for the aged. Respect for the elderly. Respect for those that have the rule over you. Respect on so many realms and areas that I think it tends to slip our mind. And I think Yah, he loves us enough to bring all things to our remembrance. I was just recollecting the humble beginnings of Straightway, the way that the foundation of the community was reared up. I remember the hard labor that we put in. And we were very thankful to be able to labor. We had respect unto the labor, even though it was from sun up to sun down. There was respect unto it. And we learned respect through it. So much so that when Sabbath was drawing nigh, did we embrace Sabbath? Did we respect Sabbath? Oh, yeah, to the uttermost. We cleaved unto the Sabbath. But just seeing how we dug fence posts with post hole diggers with our own arms, and we dug trenches with shovels. We dug everything by the sweat of our brow, by our back, by our own bodily strength. And how we had respect of those that remain, those that had respect to what Yah provided then. And he saw that we were faithful even over that little, and we were thankful over that little, that he increased us through these years. And I look at us now, and post-hole diggers, we got them, but it's just rarely used because we got an auger that we can hook up to a tractor. In the beginning, we didn't have a tractor. We didn't have the things that we do now that Yah added to us. And I don't think Yah would have added to us if we was not respectful in the beginning, if we were not good stewards over a post hole digger. Good stewards over a shovel. And many of us really have not experienced it this, and have not experienced it at all. Now, Most High has blessed us with tractors, backhoes, skid steer, and I'm like, weed eaters, and I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I've got to respect the same way that I respected that post hole digger and that shovel. I got to respect that weed eater, that lawnmower, everything that has brought ease to the labor. I've got to treat it the same way. I got to have respect unto it and take care of it. I know the word says a wise man, he considers the beast. He considers the ox and whatever he has used to plow the field. Even so now, the same respect, time and our hour for the things that Yah has increased us with. And he has given us one another. And given us a new spirit and a new mind and a new purpose. And we should in all ways respect that. Respect that now the greater one is in us. Instead of letting that part of you that was in the world. If you start embracing and respecting the greater one that is in you, then that ship that is in the world, the one that is in the world, the stuff, the world that is still in us, we will have respect to the greater one and we'll start listening to him. It's amazing how selfishness rises up in the people of Yah. And we have the record that when everyone rose up in selfishness, trying to save their own life, they lost it. They choked on the very thing that their flesh lusted after. Saints, this is a grand time to be an ambassador of the Most High. There has been no time like this as it is now to be called out of darkness. Now you have eyes to see and ears to hear. And most of the time that eyes to see and ears to hear is when you see yourself and the things that are in you that opposes the mighty Elohim. I'm talking about this respect. I'm talking about this etiquette that the law of Yah written in our hearts and our minds should be instilling, should be speaking. That's what we should be hearing from the mouth of Yah. Greater is he that is in you. But we're so much listening to the one that is in the world. That damn meow mixed dog chow life that we used to have. It was gendered to death. We know it. We know we have eyes to see it. Come on. Fetch them to the holy. Then we heard Blog Talk Radio Sabbath evening. How powerful and how mighty and how loving. Sarya has always respected. But it is us that have disrespected. And that's where our etiquette gets so corrupt. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I thank Yah. I've been in this enough. Been through a lot of hurt, a lot of tearing, a lot of pain to bring me to a greater level of respect. And even when I look back on all that pain and suffering, the respect in me says, thank you, Yah, for that. Thank you, Yah, for bringing me low. Thank you, Yah, for bringing that word of rebuke. Because if your new man will hear the word of Yah, and many of us are trying to hear the word of Yah with the old man, the one that is in the world, no wonder we're getting offended. No wonder we're envious. No wonder we're jealous. Think about it. Just sit back. Like Pastor said, sit back, clear everything out, and for 1 minute, listen to the traffic that is going on in the spirit of your mind. And that will be a telltale evidence of what you need to deal with, of the voices that are being allowed to speak, that the inclinations or certain inclinations allowing to be unctioned. If only we just quiet, we've heard that word, quiet ourselves just for a moment and listen, have respect. Same thing goes on in prayer. Make your petitions and your requests known unto Yah, then shut the hell up and listen. Etiquette. Respect. Because communication is a flow of information from one to another. We're talking to Yah, but we won't allow Yah to talk back to us. We pray. Yah, I need this, and Yah, I need to help me here and help me that. Then a rebuke comes, and we're no! Where was the respect? You prayed for it. You prayed for that rebuke. You prayed for that admonishment. Now why not receive it? Respect to the holy. Yah hears us. Yah hears his children. Why we think and arrogantly that we can just come before his presence and just utter anything? Etiquette. Respect. Order. We've been hearing order so much. This has to be restored. True Israel will restore this. And as the restoration get stronger and stronger, the opposition will be the same. Just welcome the opposition. It's something about our Most High Yah. When he sees his people moving in truth and moving in holiness, do you not think he's not going to protect that? One of you... will you respect his protection? Will you respect being under his wing? Will you respect him enough when these things come that you go cleaving unto him and crying unto him, thinking he will not hear your voice? He's our father and we are children. We've got to wake out of this damn sleep. The damn movement out of it. The woke movement. They ain't woke. Why do you think that movement is rearing its head up? It is an anti-Messiah spirit. Because it knows what's getting ready to be birthed. Will we have respect until the time When we allow ourselves and humble ourselves and embrace the apprehension which Yah has apprehended for us for in this hour, for his mercy, for his truth, for his presence. This is our life now. This is the life that was ordained for us from the beginning. So embrace it. Quit fighting it. How can Yah be your all in all when you don't want him in you at all? We got all these cliches. Yah is my helper. I shall not want. We got all the words to say coming out of hollow vessels. Nothing in the vessel. I don't know. It's just like an empty vessel pouring out dust, and then the wind carries the dust and scatters it everywhere, and then it comes to naught. See, the word, it gives us so much encouragement. If Yah be for us, then they ask the question, who can be against us? Think about it. And we're biting our nails to the quick, and we got all these fears and all these envies. And respect unto the holy has left the house. If Yah be for us, who can be against you? If Yah is your shield, if Yah is your buckler, if Yah is your hiding place, then why not immerse yourself in that very thing which your tongue utters? Are we going to be false witnesses? Are we going to be true witnesses? Because we have been immersed in his moments. When you really look at it, the only true life is Yah. See, Messiah can say, I am the truth, the way, and the life. And the way I look at it, even more so, I'm like, Yah, this is so very true. I don't hear no other entity, no other being proclaiming this. Only one. Only one, and I'm glad to wake up in the morning and tell the Most High, you're the only one I know that has this. This is you, Most High Yah. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Let us hear the word of Yah. I know many of us have lived in so many lies that these lies are challenging our very faith that Yah wants us to walk in. The world has lied on such a beautiful creator, such a loving creator. Why not let him love you? I don't know about the rebuke. I don't know about the... Why not let him love you? Why not have respect unto the holy? Why not let the spirit of Yah direct your etiquette? Why not let this be communicated to the body? Let this be a discerning of the body that you are in. You look around. Those friends of old you thought were friends, they're not friends. But now you have new brothers and new sisters that have the like mind and have the like purpose and the like goal. Why not embrace them? And quit looking at them as though they're still walking in the world. And this is a problem we have. This world shit that the enemy just brings up. He loves drowning us with past influences and traumas and everything. And we have all our our responses and reactions gendered to what we to what we experienced when we was in the world, and we, this superfluity does not be bought in. Why? There's a word. Talk about embracing this new creature, this new man that was created from the beginning, the one that Yah had a desire, Yah had a love to put his spirit in. And I see this realm of etiquette. I know we have single brothers, single sisters, and they're thinking marriage. But I want to bring forth, if you are a single brother and a single sister and you have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I will tell you not to be seeking marriage until you receive the Holy Spirit. And then when you receive the Holy Spirit, have respect unto that which you have received, and then let it teach you. And then it will let you know when you are ready to be covered, and it will let you know when you are ready to cover. Let Yah do this. Let's do this thing in order. We've been hearing it. We've been hearing it. Do it Yah's way, not your way. And we, and the report is written, and every man did that which was right in their own eyes. And then what followed? Perishing. Yeah, he that was in the world did what that was right in his own eyes. He forgot about Yah's eyes. Always. Respect to the holy people of Yah. All this other shit is rising up, and why are not we rising up? We the ones that should be bringing forth the standard, not that shit out there. There's no respect out there. No love. And now here you are. In a place to love, that thing that you needed, that very thing that was in you that cried out so desperately. Now Yah has brought you to a place where you can receive it, and then everything that is in you tries to deny it. Oh, no, these unloving spirits. And we look at each other with this crooked eye. The same eye we used to look at one another when we was in the world, this paranoia, this suspicion. Where do you think that comes from? That's not of Yah. That wisdom is not from above. But it's from beneath. And then you understand why it's sensually, sensual, earthly, and devilish. We have been given such a great opportunity in this time to embrace Elohim. And all I said was going to Jeremiah 29:11. Thank you, Brother Josh, always for your labor, for putting it up. I know it's already in the chat room because I'm looking at it. But look at this, saints of the Most High Yah. This was when Israel was in captivity. We remember when we're in captivity, even in this walk, we find ourselves in certain captivities. But we know who our deliverer is if we would have respect to the holy. If we would be the people that know their Elohim and be strong and do the exploits that he desires us to do. Living for Yah is not a burden. Living in that world, think about it. When Yah said he's provided all of your needs according to his riches, are we going to believe that? Are we going to have respect unto that holy? Like Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God knows his thoughts that he thinks towards us. And then this is what we need to really grasp. His thoughts. His thoughts. But no. We deal with so much condemnation, guilt, and shame. And when we're and when these things are embracing us, do we take the time and go, whoa! Is this from Yah? Where is this coming from? Who is the originator of this? What is these voices trying to affect? Why is my flesh so above my spirit man now? Because I've hearkened unto the one that is in the world. It's not that hard. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Why? Why walk the path of transgression? Why be disrespectful to the holy when the holy was on a tree dying for you while you was in your pornography, while you was in your lust, while you was in your envy, while you was in your jealousy? There was one dying. There was one, the one that was respecting what Yah had given him. And in the day you heard his voice, day I heard his voice, it was something greater in me that I had to listen to. I know everything around me was crumbling, but I had to listen to the greater thing that was in me. If I had not listened to the greater thing that was in me, I would not be my dear friend, my father. If you only know what beauty it is to really embrace the family of Yah, to really embrace your purpose and your place in a body. And that time when I embraced what I must do, when I finally got through my damn hard head, the true purpose of life, when I finally heard the voice of Yah through a willing vessel, and that was Pastor Dow, Charles Dow, yes it was. Everything that I was reading on that porch until the day that that rocking chair broke, all the questions that I was going to Yah for, all the answers that I needed was at a Bible study, one Bible study. And it was in the very, very beginning of Straightway. When I finally heard the voice of Yah, and Yah knew I was looking for him. It was not my flesh looking for him, but it was something that he had put in me to look for him. That was the one that was birthed from the beginning. He saw my zeal. Yah saw my zeal when I was laying on the floor laughing for hours, thought I was experiencing reality. I know I've told this testimony so many times, but I was thirsty for Elohim. I wanted Elohim. There was this hunger in me that was greater than me, and I'm glad that it propelled me to say the words to a Pentecostal pastor that said, 2 weeks, I'm out of here. I'm going to help a man do a work. And even upon that declaration, I didn't know. That was something beyond me actually had me the voice of the greater thing in me, the greater one in me had me the voice that I've got to go help this man do a work. And I didn't know it would come to this point in time. But I am thankful to this time and this hour. That all through that, I have learned the thoughts of Yah that he had toward me. And when we start learning the thoughts that Yah has toward you, that is not condemning, it is not shaming, and it's not bringing no guilt, but it's bringing you freedom. It's setting the captive free when truth, real truth, it will make you free and set you free when you find the actual words that are in it to yours and giving you freedom. It's causing your feet to walk in open places, that is bringing you higher above all the situations you thought was going to bring you down. When you thought there was not a way, Yah had a way. And when we just submit ourselves and subject ourselves and bow our knee in respect to the holy, in the true etiquette of the family of Yah, we need to really embrace the royalty that has been put in us. When you really look at it and you set back, the Creator of all things is abiding in me now. His Spirit is there. And I can tap into it. I have relation. I have relation with the Creator. Respect. For Yah knows his thoughts that he thinks toward you. They are thoughts of peace. When you're being rebuked, do we ever think of thoughts of peace? When a willing vessel is submitting and speaking the mind of Yah? When are we going to start really maturing and checking this flesh? When offense wants to rise, oh! I see you, flesh. You biting off on something, huh? You're not hearing Yah. Like Paul said, you know, he come to a conclusion, huh? Yeah. I've understood this. All sin, my flesh, yeah. But with my mind. With my mind. Thoughts. For Yah knows his thoughts. Why not? Should we always be inclining to always stay in his thoughts? Because the word says when our mind is on him throughout the day, if your cup is full of Yah, what else can be put in? Really, it is that simple. When you fill the cup with Yah, when you drink into that wine with him, yeah, we can drink it now because the kingdom is in us. To be high on Elohim because he's the most high. And it's an eternal high. And if we stay high with the Most High, when he comes back, he's going to call us up. But we are always looking up, not looking down. It's amazing how much we listen to our selfish self. Yeah, you ain't doing this right. You ain't doing that right. Look at that. And look in the mirror. You ugly. Is that Yah's thoughts? Is that thoughts of peace? It says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Let us hear this. This was when we were in captivity. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Why? Why is Yah thinking this toward us? to give you did end.
Whoa! And what is the expectation of the holy? When we have respect unto the holy, what is Yah's expectation of you? His expectation is to get you home. You ever thought about that? When the rebuke is hard and the reproof is hard, but these, if we would just embrace it, will bring us more peace. When we would embrace that very word and have respect unto the holy, and sometimes we've got to get deliverance to get this stuff out of the house. And sometimes there are certain inhabitants in the house that don't need to be in the house. And we've got to have the discernment to say, hey, who let you in? What the hell? What kind of damn garment have you got on? That is not a holy garment you got on, envy. That is not a holy garment you got on, you jealousy, anger. You trying to come in and disrupt the house of Yah? When we're going to take this by violence, when we're going to really get so upset with the things going on in us, than rather getting upset with the things going on in our brothers and our sisters, as we heard when you the pride rises up in you and you got to go out and be the Holy Ghost police, bringing all these condemnations and guilts and slaughters and shames. Yah has not thought this. That's not respect to the holy. This is not the etiquette of the assembly, saints of the Most High Yah. Psalm 116 and 5. It says, gracious is Yah, and righteous, yeah. Yah is merciful. That's his thoughts. Psalm 46. Yah is our refuge and strength. Who is? Greater is he that is in you. That's why I implore the people of Yah to be filled with the Spirit of Yah, so that you can be true witnesses, because many out here are running their mouth and they have not the Spirit of Yah. Yah is our refuge and strength. Yah is a very present help in trouble. And because Yah is our refuge and our strength, and it says, therefore, in verse 2, will not we fear through the earth, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of Yah, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Yah is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Yah shall help her. And that right early. And the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The master of hosts is with us. Who? The Master of Hosts is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, come, come. Behold the works of Yah. What desolations he has made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in sunder. He burns the chariot in the fire. So have respect unto the holy. Be still. And know that he is Elohim. I am that I am. And because he is that he is, we are that we are. So embrace it. We are the people of Yah. We are the children of Yah. We are of the I am. And we are here. Be still and know that I am Yah. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Master of Hosts is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our refuge. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. It says, Yah is love. This is the love we need. This is the love has provided. And we, the witnesses, we will express love. And we must express love. There's going to be etiquette in the assembly, respect to the holy. It's his love that's going to be the all in all. It's his love that will cause us to bow our knee and say, without you, Yah, we can do nothing. If we would only get to that point. If we would be only faithful in the little. Then when we are moved into a place to be faithful and more, we would really have respect even the more so. I wish we would respect the increase that Yah has given. I watched over the years being in the community that many will not respect the increase of Yah. Not be thankful. Were you my little weed ear? Push more. CTR more. Regarding the life and having respect into what Yah has increased us with. Do we want more? We should. See, our ascension, we're not descending. We're not descending like this world. We should be in the ascension. We should be a people that's showing themselves that they are rising above. This is Yah's thoughts. This is Yah's purpose. This is Yah's pleasure. And he has called you into this. Why not walk in it? So that you can be the few of the chosen. But now we don't want to stay in this long enough. We don't want to bear the heat of the day. I've been in this room so many years. End of the day. It is recorded. Now we're still going to receive a penny. But now we got to look at the world. What's the minimum wage of the world? You going to that penny? A penny from Yah? An eternal penny? One? One? You're going to reject the one? I know many of us don't see it like that. A penny is indicative to one. So at the end of it, do you want to receive Yah or do you want to receive the Hasatah? Do you want to partake of the reward of Yah? Or do you want to be part of the damnation and the extermination of the Hasatan? That's simple. You've been called out, stay out. But be in Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The son will say, well, how is this edification? Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. If we would hear with the new ears and see with the new eyes, then we might, perchance and peradventure, hear his thoughts towards us. Bless you all that are gathered here this evening. Be excited in Yah. Be excited in what he has called you into being. Be faithful in the little. If Yah has called you to greater things, just be faithful in the little. And then in his time, you'll be called up. And then you've got to give respect to that. Respect that which is first. So that respect will carry you unto the last. Do you want to get home? Is this world your home? It's not my home. I've learned that through all these years. My Elohim is my prize. My eyes is on the prize. So bless you all in the wonderful name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Definitely the King is coming.